Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Beverly, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Look, this is what happened. My wife and I had a appointment to get a COVID vaccination at the Montgomery County Health Department.
Okay.
March the 31st. And today we got a message in an email that the appointment was May the 27th. And, you know, we're kind of upset about that because that's a two-month delay.
So did they provide you a phone number to call or?
No.
Okay.
There's a phone number in the message thing, but it appears to be a legit number. I mean, because it says to confirm your appointment, hit here, and we hit it, and it showed everything. It showed our name and, showed all the information that they already had on file. But I don't understand why it would be a two-month delay.
I don't know if they have run out of the vaccination, if that's going to be when they get their next supply. I'm not sure.
They can't wait. No, they're not going to get the next supply 2 months from March. They haven't even gotten to March yet.
Yeah, so you may want to just call them on Monday morning.
You're doing all you can do, and I don't mean to be getting on you, but something's wrong in this state. There's nobody. I mean, can you check and see when our appointment is?
This is just a pre-registration line only, so we don't have access to their appointments because they're giving out their own appointments.
And, you know, the thing is that you're the only one answering the telephone. All the folks
right.
that can check and give an appointment, they're not there today.
Exactly.
And when you call them, they're not going to answer the telephone.
Right, because they have a very high call volume. I don't know if they
what
just let the phone.
What good is any of this? What good is any of it?
If I finally
get through and make an appointment, they're going to set it off from March the 31st to May the 27th.
Right.
The supply is increasing all the time.
Right. It's out of my hands. I can tell you,
it's
I know.
It's out of anybody's hands that can do anything.
I'm
just saying this is a total failure on the part of the state.
So you may want to try to go to a different location. I know there are a couple of drive-ups in Montgomery. One is at the old Montgomery Mall.
It's still not going on. I mean, they've had more people in line there than what they could vaccinate, and I think today is the last day. I think they end at 2 or something like that, and I live 50 miles away.
Yeah, I know they'll.
They'd be done. And the thing is, if I knew they were going to postpone my appointment for 2 months, I would have gone into Montgomery this week.
Well,
they're doing it each week.
They're going to also be doing it again Monday. It's Monday through Friday. I think it's like 1,500 vaccinations they're doing each day. And also Walmart and your Sam's, they supposed to be receiving the vaccination.
So Montgomery County Public Health is just sort of useless then, really.
Well, I actually work at a call center. And so what I'm doing is pre-registration. So I don't have any other information.
Let me ask you this. If you registered to be now, what date would I get?
I can't give you a date. I just send your information in to the county health department.
Well, shoot, let's send it in. I've gotten 2 dates already. Maybe they'll give me one closer.
Right. Your appointments are coming from your health department. That has nothing to do with where I am.
I understand. But, I mean, just send us in. I mean, what are we going to lose? If they set it off to March the 27th, we're going to be dead from it anyway by the time we get to that point. So what have I got to lose? Let's just set up another one.
Okay, so you want me to take your information again for the pre-registration?
Might as well. I mean, you know, why not? It's meaningless anyway. We might as well do it again. And the thing is, it may come back with a sooner date than May, right?
Okay, so let me give you the vaccination number to call for pre-registration.
You can't do that.
I can give you the number.
I mean, what is that all you do is give people the number that call in?
Okay, so if you feel like you have the coronavirus and you need a test, I can give you the different.
No.
Right, that's what this line is for, but I'm also answering calls for the vaccination pre-registration line, and I can give you that number. Once you call that number, you're probably going to get me again because I'm the only one working here at the moment. I'm the only one scheduled on a Saturday.
I'm going to call that number. I'm going to call that number to get you again.
Right, because I'm the only one working at this location on Saturday. So you will get me again.
Why should I do that if I got you now?
Because there's a different screen that comes up. Like they screen all their calls. So it's just the way they have it set up. It's how they have it set up.
Like I said, it's a total failure. Not on your part. You're the only one working, you know?
But yes.
As far as Alabama goes, it's a total failure.
Right.
You know we're the last in the nation in getting vaccinations.
I know.
You know why, don't you?
We're
Alabama.
Okay, thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.